Wednesday, August the 16th, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide freaking world. Summer is coming to an end.
I don't know, man. It's still really hot out.
It is, but I can tell it's coming to an end because the days are getting darker sooner.
Yeah, true.
Like, night is... It is becoming black before 9 outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of makes me sad.
No, man, that's where it's at. Dark at 5 o'clock. Oh. That's my life.
Wait, you really like that?
I do. I really do like that. I like it when it gets dark at, like, 5 o'clock.
Oh.
Like, I like going into work, and it's barely sunrise. Yeah. And I like coming out of work, and it's nighttime.
So you don't like seeing, the day?
No.
What? Man, that's going to affect your mental state at some point.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe if I got more sun.
Yeah, they say more sun makes you a happier person.
But listen.
And it brings about positivity and eagerness and all the good stuff that employers are looking for.
How am I going to be an edgelord if I get sunlight?
It's very true.
Right? Also, I got those vitamin D supplements. It's basically the sun.
Oh, no. No, they say just seeing the sun helps you.
I guess.
Yeah, so that's pretty bummer. So since we're almost at the end of the summer, I had a question to ask you.
Okay.
What do you think is the hottest what is 2017's hottest summer jam?
I have not been listening to summer jams this year, so I actually do not know.
You got nothing?
I got nothing. I'm sure there's a Justin Bieber song in there somewhere. Well, we listened to that one song. That was it. You're like, you dance like a stripper, but you're my ballerina.
Oh, yeah, or that's not a summer jam.
Is that not a summer jam?
I don't know.
It's a jam and it's in the summer.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of like hot radio songs.
So I have one that I think is the best summer jam. You're right. It is a Justin Bieber song.
Oh, okay.
It's that Spanish one, Despacito.
Sure.
That's it. There you go.
So out of touch with, like, popular music this year. It's insane. I've been catching up on a lot of jazz, and I just recently got into Barry White, so I've been listening to a lot of Barry White.
What? There's one song, though, that I was listening to that I really liked, but I just didn't know what it was.
You sure it's not the strippers and ballerinas song?
I'm sure.
You positive?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. When did that song about that girl getting a mattress come out?
That was last year.
That was last year. Okay.
Yeah. That was last year.
That song sucks.
What?
That song sucks.
It's your favorite.
It's a bad song.
Who's it by?
I don't remember.
Oh.
They went to Colorado.
Yeah.
And they had a mattress and a truck or something.
God, I don't know. Sucks. Yeah, so that's basically all I got.
I'm sorry I couldn't deliver on the summer jam hotness.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were gonna hit me with some.
If you want like my summer, I don't think it's popular enough to be like mainstream stuff.
If it ain't passion fruit, don't bother.
If it ain't passion, I would say the new Brockhampton album is a lot of summer jams going on. Brockhampton's a rap group. Coming out of America, and they got a song called Star that's really good. They just brought out a new song called Gummy that's very good. Heat is a very angry rap song. Those are kind of my summer jams. I've been listening to that album over and over again.
Okay, sure.
If you want those hipster picks,
yeah,
Anthony's got your back.
I got that. And that's not what I was looking for.
But
thanks for your input.
No problem.
Thanks for trying.
Brockhampton, they released their album Saturation in June.
Mm-hmm.
And they are scheduled for a second album before the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just pumping out music.
Wow. Speaking of music, we looked up tickets to go see the new Tae Yang tour.
Tae Yang.
For all y'all who don't know who Tae Yang is, he is Korea's number one solo male artist.
Yeah, he's out of control. His videos are out of control.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, he's pretty great. They're too expensive.
Yes. It looks like the barrier to entry so that we can view him with...
We can view him on a Jumbotron.
Yes. Is too much for us.
Yeah.
It's a little pricier than I was expecting.
It's 140?
$149.
Dang. $150. Dang.
Mm-hmm. If we want moderate seats, $200. And if we want that platinum experience, The thing, 350.
See, the thing is like at 200.
Yeah.
Just spend the extra $50. Like the nosebleed is $150. Like
you might as well. That's how they get you, right?
Yeah. Like you might as well.
Man. That would have been fun.
Yeah, my one friend went to go see Shiny in Toronto.
Oh, how much is that?
He paid $250 for tickets.
Oh, wow.
That was a really good spit take.
Wow.
That was good timing on my part.
Wow.
Yeah, he spent $250 on tickets. Him and his sister.
That's...
To go see K-pop.
Too much.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I spent $50 to go see J-pop. That was pretty fun. I guess music's... Man, you thought toys were expensive.
No, oh, I know music's expensive. That's why artists don't make money.
Yeah.
But anyways, enough about the music. Let's talk about things that matter.
Like picks?
Yeah.
Like weeks?
Yeah.
Like all the cool things in the world?
Sure.
Okay.
And that isn't apparently music. So, nothing on my end except for the Overwatch Minute.
Mm-hmm.
They added a new mode to Overwatch. The mode that... One, the developers once upon a time said, doubt it would ever happen, but never say never. Because Overwatch is a team game with, you know, classes, and it's structured in such a way that the objectives need you to work as a team.
Yeah.
Well, they said, fuck it, you all want a deathmatch, so here it comes, and it is free-for-all deathmatch.
Are the maps the same?
No. Okay. They made specific... Small arena style deathmatch maps.
Are they just smaller versions of current maps?
Nope, they're brand
new. Wow, that's impressive. Yeah.
So they only have one out right now, and it's like a castle on an island.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, or it's a castle with a moat.
That's still cool.
Yeah, so you're basically going through the entire castle and stuff, like all the floors, the basement to the top floor. There's like balconies and whatnot that you can explore. And as you would expect, it's just a bunch of DPS heroes going at it. Because playing like Zenyatta is just not worth it.
I'm gonna get back into Overwatch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be Mercy Deathmatch.
Oh god. Champ. Oh god. Mercy Deathmatch?
Yeah.
That sucks because she doesn't have any mobility.
Yeah, but.
But what?
That pistol.
No, you might as well be D.Va. At least have a mech.
What about like, I guess Roadhog's not a threat anymore.
Nope.
Doomfist, Tracer.
Doomfist is a fucking threat.
Listen, he's the big bad. He solo took down the Overwatch. I would hope he is a threat.
So, as an aside, I was watching some breakdown videos of why Doomfist is so strong.
Yeah.
He fucking breaks physics.
Okay.
So when he punches, right? Yeah. He has a big arm, so when you hit someone, there's a big impact. Turns out the hitbox on his arm, like to hit someone, is twice as wide as his character model and three times as tall as his character model.
What? So
you can aim to the right, to the left of someone, and your arm will connect at 100%.
That's so stupid.
So that's not the dumb part. The dumb part is that the hitbox also extends out in front of his arm by a full arm length.
Wait, what? He has double the arm? Like the force of his punch is sending out a shotgun?
Yeah. Oh my god. He'll hit you. So he actually hits you before his arm physically
connects. He hits you before he hits you.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It's so dumb that if you hit a wall first and you're on the other side of that object or something, he'll still hit you.
Wait, the hitbox goes through the wall?
Yes. It's fucking broken. And now I'm just like, that's why it's so easy to kill someone with Doomfist.
Does Overwatch have, like, in competitive, have, like, a ban?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's...
Oh my god.
It's so nuts. It's just like... What? And like the cooldown is 4 seconds, so it's always up.
Yeah.
And you're just punching shit.
They should at least make it so that you can't get hit through the wall.
Like it's so, it's, I've seen a lot of Doomfists hit like, you know, like how there's doors, right?
Yeah.
But like sometimes you hit the wall beside the door.
Yeah.
And then I've seen a lot of Doomfists hit the door, like that wall.
Yeah.
And they'll hit the character that's on the other side.
Oh my god.
And it's just like, whoa.
Okay.
Insta-death.
So he's One Punch Man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's dumb. Overwatch is dumb.
But it's so good.
I guess.
Yeah, and then I played a lot of, what do you call it? That Lucio Ball's out.
Okay.
They have a ranked version of that.
Have you been playing ranked Lucio Ball?
Yeah. I did my placements.
Okay.
I did not do good.
There's placements? Oh, Mike. This is too much for me. I can't.
Yeah.
Go play Rocket League.
No, I did it. I did my 10 placements so I could get my spray.
Oh, okay. If you get like a... I would have done it too if you
get like a spray. Yeah, you get like a spray and an icon and something. And okay. I'm like, okay, I'll do the 10 and then I'm out. So I did that. Yeah, but that's Overwatch. That's the Overwatch main. I mean, they have some balance changes. Widowmaker has basically... You know Hanzo's recon arrow?
Yep.
Widow has one of those now.
What, like a recon bullet?
No, no. You know her Venomine?
Yeah.
If that touches you, now she could see you through walls.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it's
what did it do before?
It just, like, damage over time. Like, very minimal.
Oh, okay. Because, like, I always threw that out, and I would see it get triggered, but I don't know...
Yeah, it does, like, 50 damage over time.
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
It never kills anybody. And then they lowered the cooldown on her hook.
Oh, okay.
Because it was, like, 12 seconds, now it's 8. I think it should be, like, 1, but...
To make her super mobile?
Yeah. So she's always
That'd be around. A nightmare on PC, though. Oh, just people, like, they'd be Bionic Commando. They'd be Bionic Commandoing through everybody, just doing headshots midair. It'd be nuts.
Oh, but imagine that game? Oh, man.
Yeah, if you want to watch a competitive match of all, maybe one Mercy and a bunch of Widowmakers. And
sure. Oh, she would be so... Oh, man. Yeah.
Just seeing a Mercy fly around with a Widowmaker. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
dumb. That's great.
You should not be on the balance team for this game.
Yeah, the Mercy Maker combo, yeah.
Mercy Maker! because you're putting people out of their misery, because you're headshotting them, you're giving them mercy.
Yeah.
Oh, that works on so many levels.
Yeah.
We'll keep it on the Blizzard front.
Yes.
Remember when Blizzard tried to change Battle.net's name?
Oh, yeah, they tried to change the
Blizzard app.
Yeah.
Well, they changed it again. They did a little bit of backtracking, and now it is called BlizzardBattle.net.
So Battle.net.
It's Battle.net. They added Blizzard as a suffix that or a prefix that nobody's going
to
use.
You know why they did that? Because they couldn't go back to Battle.net, or else they'd look completely stupid.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a quote going out. So Blizzard, some from the PR team, I believe. Quote, when we announced that we'd be transitioning away from the Battle.net name to our online gaming service, we suspected that the shift could be challenging, end quote. New quote, we understood that Battle.net stood for something special. It represents years of shared history and enjoyment, community and friendship, and for all of us and for all of our players, end quote. So did they not, like, of course it was going to be a hard transition. The game's been around forever, and like, I think at this point, if they wanted to have their own like platform,
mm-hmm.
they could have just called it Battle.net. It's a good name.
Yeah, it's a great name.
It's a good name. It's one of the few things in video games that I think has like a really fantastic name.
That you're proud of? I'm proud of the Battle.net?
No, I'm not proud of it. I didn't make it.
Oh.
But it's a good name. Like, Battle.net is a good name. Like, I don't know, think of it like, though, the PlayStation... box that you play things on. It's I get it. The yeah. Xbox.
Yeah.
That's a dumb. That doesn't mean anything. The PlayStation Vita. That's a dumb name.
No, you're not for that.
No, the Nintendo Wii. The Nintendo okay. Wii U.
Okay.
Right. I don't know. The Atari Jaguar. No, the Atari Jaguar is a cool name. But yeah, I don't know. It's. I don't know why they would think that would need to change it. Like, I guess at some point they're like, okay, change is good, but.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And then the last one, just kind of a quick thing, is that apparently Platinum Games was on the verge of bankruptcy.
They were?
Yeah. So Platinum Games, they had a game with Microsoft called Scalebound.
Yep.
And the recent cancellation of said game really put a strain on them. They were pretty much on the brink of bankruptcy, as quoted by Hideki Kamiya, who... works for Platinum Games.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out this was a tweet translated from NeoGAF. It is Hideki Kamiya tweeted, quote, Nier's success has to this point given Platinum a new fan base, a growing staff, a brilliant success story, and increased qualified job applicants. It is a great benefit. Normally, I can't help but do everything myself. It's a pitiful story. But to say Yoko-san, Yoko Taro is the creator of Nier, Yoko-san's save platinum would not be an exaggeration. I cannot thank him enough. So Nier has gone on, at least digitally, to sell around 1.5 million copies, which is really good for especially like a Yoko Taro game, which doesn't sell that much.
Right.
But Nier by itself has pulled platinum games from the brink, which is awesome to hear.
Wow. So surprising.
I thought that was a cool little kind of pick-me-up story. But other than that, it's been a pretty slow news week in the world of video games.
That's a bummer.
Unless you want to hear about hot memes.
Hit me with one.
The new Crash Bandicoot meme.
Oh, whoa. Yes. Yeah, let's...
let's skip over that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Memes are weird. But yeah, those are my picks.
Okay. I think that's it for the picks.
Yeah, that's it. That's
all of it. Let's talk about the weeks.
You want to go or you want me to go?
I can go for it. How many do you have?
I have two things I haven't.
I have one thing.
Okay.
All right. So, listen, I quit Overwatch. That's great. I'm not going to talk about it.
Oh, so you had two things I have.
I tricked you. Somber's great.
Damn.
And I also watched a movie.
What movie was it?
I watched Dunkirk.
Dunkirk?
Dunkirk.
Was it good?
I fucking hated it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Why? Okay. Why did you hate it? Give me in your choice, either a word or a sentence, okay. Why you hated it.
Fuck, man. It's a sentence.
Okay.
It was too art.
It was too art. Oh! I think I gotta see this movie now, because I think I'm gonna see it and come back and be like, Vince, this movie, mwah. Oh, molto bene.
I understand the praise around this movie.
Okay.
But it is totally the type of movie you watch and you're like, masterpiece. Masterpiece.
People with
Bravo! Bravo!
Okay, alright.
But literally, this movie, nothing fucking happens. It's a collection of really well shot and directed, even acted scenes.
Okay.
But it amounts to nothing.
Are you say this is, what is it, World War One or Two, this movie?
I want to say one.
One?
Wait, which one are the Spitfires?
Were they throwing chains into people's turbines? Or propellers?
Yeah, they didn't do any of that shit.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, let me put it this way. It's a war movie.
Uh-huh.
But there's almost zero like, you never see conflict. The movie doesn't have blood.
What?
Yeah. So, what this movie is about is all the hardship and struggle that the people take.
Okay.
When they're just there. Like, when they're not...
Like, civilians and...
No. I mean, like, the soldier. Like,
oh.
Like, the setting is British and French forces are trapped on Dunkirk. They're surrounded by enemies on all sides.
Yeah.
And they're stuck there. And their area and perimeter is slowly and smaller before they're going to get shot down.
Yeah.
And they're waiting to get evacuated.
Okay.
It's a losing battle. And they're just showing like how the soldiers there are struggling with it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, what? Like, they show a lot of suicide, a lot of, what the fuck are we doing? How desperate people are trying to be to like, even double-cross their own friends just to get so they can get off this island.
Wow.
And they show people in Britain, like, the steps that they're going to take to try and help their boys and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's cool. Like, there's a lot of aspects about the movie that are really interesting. Like, there's zero female actors in this movie. It's all dudes, which makes sense, because it's war.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about.
And, like, back then, like, that's the whole thing of, like, what's that poster? The girl with the fist,
for sure.
Right?
So it's super cool that they made that approach. The movie takes place, like, it takes place from three different story points. One is a dude on the ground. One is a civilian in a boat trying to get there. And another is Tom Hardy in an airplane.
Okay.
The movie takes that element of three different things, and it tries to do some fancy non-chronological order of showing the scenes to you. It amounts to nothing.
Like, does everything intersplice at some point, or are they just three separate stories?
It does, but it doesn't matter. Like, the way that they feel, when you see it, you'll be like, well, it's cool that they did that, but there's no reason to have done that.
So the only way I can see this being, like, a nothing happens movie, having not seen it, is either A, literally nothing happens. Like, the movie ends where, in the same position that the movie began at, is that, oh, here's all the hardships that we showed you.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. We're not going to show you them getting rescued or killed or whatever. The other one is that it's just a straight dip down of depression. It's like, okay, we're in a shitty situation. It gets shittier, it gets shittier, it gets shittier. We're all dead. Mm. End of movie.
Mm.
Right? That's the only two ways I can think of it be like for you having that sort of reaction.
No, maybe I'm presenting it wrong. It's not that nothing happens. It's just that, I don't know. It's just...
Is it a slice of life, but for war?
Kind of.
Huh.
Like, it's like, oh yeah, we're gonna get off this place.
Eventually.
Let's just watch 140 minutes and then we'll get off this island.
Huh. That sounds kind of boring.
I thought it was boring. I think a lot of people might find it really interesting. But again, I feel like for the same reason I found Shin Godzilla boring...
Okay.
Is it probably the same reason why I find this boring? Mm. In that, like, it's a lot of just menial stuff is happening.
See, I liked that about Shin Godzilla.
The difference with Dunkirk is there's almost no dialogue.
Okay.
So, and it's not that, you know, you're going through... I guess Shin Godzilla is a bad example. Because Shin Godzilla is like a satirical piece on the inefficiency of the Japanese government.
Yeah, or it's a satirical piece on... how hierarchies can work and stuff. No, I'm just joking.
I was gonna say, like, are you being serious? No. Yeah, I mean, fuck. Like, and I guess it's also interesting in that, you know, this movie kind of shows, you know, it's definitely, you know, the victor's right history.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, history is...
History's... And, like, this movie is all about that. And it's like... Because what happens and you're like, oh, huh. And I don't know. Okay. I thought it was super boring.
Hmm. This kind of... Like, for you having that extreme reaction, it kind of makes me want to...
Watch it.
Want to watch it.
You should watch it.
Because I know we're friends, but sometimes we have very differing opinions on things.
Some would say one is right and one is wrong.
Yeah, like Anthony's was right, and then...
The majority would never agree with that.
Yeah.
Case in point, Super Mario World versus Super Mario 3.
Yeah, you're right. Super Mario World is...
The better one, no, yes.
The worst one. Yeah, Super Mario 3 is fantastic. But yeah, I think I'm kind of intrigued. I kind of want to watch this movie now.
Yeah.
All right. That's kind of... I don't know. It's weird. It's kind of anticlimactic that you bring that up like that, but...
Yeah.
It looked like the trailers made it look like didn't really tell you a lot, but it made it look cool, right?
It doesn't look cool.
What it seems like.
I'll tell you what, I loved the color correction on this film.
Okay,
and like a lot of the not necessarily the stuff that happens, but just the look of this movie,
yeah.
I really enjoyed.
Okay,
it's got this.
Wasn't it filmed on actual film?
Yeah, on IMAX film.
Yeah,
but it's what he's applied to, like. In the post processing that made, like, it's this weird cross between like a sepia tone and yet still being like high dynamic range in terms of its color okay. spectrum.
That sounds
it cool. Looks cool, but it doesn't feel like super artificial.
Like, could you get a lot of cool wallpapers out of this movie?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably could.
All right.
Yeah, like, it's a movie where I can see the craftsmanship, and it's definitely all. People put a lot of work, and it shows.
Yeah.
But I think me just being a little too simple-minded, I didn't get it. And I didn't fucking care.
I like how you go for the self-depreciation.
That's the only thing I can think of. I'm like, because everyone seems to enjoy it, and I couldn't figure out why I didn't like it. And just like, it's too fucking artsy.
You're like, maybe I'm not art enough.
Yeah, and well. I think that's it. That's it. It's gotta be it.
Okay. My week, it's kind of short. So I've been reading a book. It's called...
What?
Actually, I forgot the book title. I'm going to switch.
All right.
I went to a game show. I went to the Barrie Game Exchange in Barrie, Ontario.
You drove all the way out to Barrie?
I drove all the way out to Barrie.
Sunday?
Yep.
Okay.
And so it was a 4-hour event.
Okay.
From noon to 4. And pretty much it was just... It took place in like this rec center... and it was like over 130
vendors,
and they're all selling games, and you can go there and trade with people, and it's like a big gathering, right? Yeah. For collectors and stuff. And so cool? I went. There's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Things I can afford. No.
Oh.
Right? Like, yo, you want... You know, I saw at least four copies of Earthbound Complete in Box.
Ooh!
Guess how much?
Earthbound Complete in Box. At a convention.
At a convention.
300.
Add 1,000 to that.
Okay.
$1,200.
Damn. Did it take PayPal?
No, it's all cash.
What? They didn't take Square?
There was one person I asked, I'm like, do you have like Square or anything? And they're like, you're the first person to ask me about Square in like 2 years. Sorry, I don't have the app anymore. And I'm like, okay. But I saw like a couple games I wanted to find. But what it seemed like is the people there were charging what it would be on eBay plus shipping.
That's how it works.
Right? And so it's like, the fact that I'm here means I shouldn't have to pay the shipping.
Uh-huh.
But that kind of sucked. So, uh-huh. Especially, like, if I wanted rarer stuff, I think it would have been better. Like, if I came to that show with, like, $500, and I was like, I'm just going to drop it on some, like, complete in box shit and just... I'm sure I could wiggle in some deals, right? But pretty much what I went there for is I was looking for some kind of weird, like, not so expensive games, but just hard to find. So I found, for some reason, it's been really hard for me to find, is NBA Street Volume 2.
PS2?
But the black label.
Oh.
Not the greatest hits. Okay. For some reason, it's been really hard to find for me, and I found it there. It was like $5. But the one I found that I'm probably most excited about is I found a Wu-Tang Shaolin Style for the PS1. Whoa. The Wu-Tang Clan fighting game.
I've only ever played a burned copy of that.
Yeah, I found it. Complete inbox.
Wow.
It's all mint. Oh, it's fantastic. For those who don't know, Wu-Tang Shaolin Style is a game. It's a fighting game where you play members of the Wu-Tang Clan.
And you do some brutal shit.
And you try to go through the 36 chambers. The 36 chambers of death.
Right, it's just a square box.
Yeah. So it's
that game, wow.
The game is something special. It's one of those games where video games used to be weird in a way that, like, you know, that there's B-movies. Like,
how did that game get made?
I don't know. It's so good. I was just happy to find it. Wow. And then the thing I want to talk about, though, is I don't know if you experience this in the toy community, but trading... or selling your goods for someone else's goods is a fucking nightmare in the video game
hobby world. Of course, it's a nightmare everywhere.
Is it? Okay. So I'm trying... I'll give you an example. I brought some NES games. I brought the ones that people were most interested in was Final Fantasy 1 and Mega Man 2 for the NES. So I brought those because I had some doubles. I go to the vendors. I'm like, okay, I know Mega Man 2 is worth around... $50 on eBay. I don't expect to get 50. I'll probably go to like 35, 40.
Yeah.
Right? So I go up to tables and I was like, okay, hey, look, like they got Goemon for the N64, right? Yeah. I like that game, but it's a $70 cart.
Wow.
I don't want to spend $70. So I'm like, hey, I'll if you want to trade, I'll do Mega Man 2 if you take like $35 off of the off of the cart. He's like, $35? I don't know. I'll give you... You trade me, I'll take $15 off the cart. It's like they're trying to lowball so hard that it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I had one person offer me $20 for Mega Man 2, Final Fantasy 1, Super Mario 3 with a manual, and Dr. Mario.
Hmm.
And he was only going to give me $20 for all four of those games.
Wow.
So I don't know if it's that bad in toys.
It is, I mean...
Okay, but, like, holy crap. It made me never want to try and sell any of my stuff. Like,
Selling to a dealer is tough.
No, but the thing is like, so I knew the stores were going to lowball me.
Yeah.
But a lot of the vendors there are just collectors.
Oh, yeah, I know, but, I mean, but they're also, they're technically a dealer in that situation. And selling to a dealer is always tough.
It's, man, it was a nightmare scenario. That sucked. Mm. But it was cool to see... I've never been to, like, a truly collector event like this.
Yeah.
It's always been like, oh, this is the anime convention and there's video games here. Oh, this is the toy convention and there's video games here. The amount of, like, stuff people sell. Like, you wouldn't think, like, oh, you just want manuals? Here's the box of manual, loose manuals I have. Like, you want to get the manual for this game and that game to finish your complete inbox? Like, there was a dude who was just selling boxes.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I collect the games, but when I was a kid, I didn't, like, use the boxes, right? So I just folded them up, packed them away. And so now he's selling all of his boxes, and you can just buy, like, the GoldenEye box.
It's mint, crazy.
Right? It's pretty cool. Just to see that side of it. There are, though, also in this situation, I met a bunch of people who are collectors, not for the fact that they like the game, but for the fact that it's rare. So I saw someone drop, I think it's a game called Restaurant Panic. It's some restaurant game for the NES. It's really rare. But I saw someone drop like $1,700 on a complete inbox game, and I'm like, oh, cool. Like, that's, you must really like that game. And they're like, no, it's just a pretty decent price, and I want it.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm just like, you don't want to, like, play it, or you don't want to, like, open it or whatever. Like, no, it's just going to sit on my shelf. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Mm. Why would you do that? Why would you go through all that trouble?
Mm. That's the equivalent of a mint in sealed box collector in the toy world.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
Right? You know, you just buy that shit, it's packaged up. What are you going to do with it? Fucking pin it to my wall.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
So, yeah, that's a thing that's going on. It was fun. I don't know. Yeah. I liked it. So the book I was reading, it's by Hirohiko Araki, the JoJo Bizarre Adventure creator. It is called Manga in Theory and Practice. So pretty much what it is, it's an actual book, not a, like, a manga.
A book.
Yeah, it's a book.
Oh, okay.
And it's his pretty much guidelines to creating a successful
manga
series. Oh, okay. Or manga. And, like, the things he's learned in his career, what he truly believes is what he calls the golden path to making a successful manga, and stuff he likes and doesn't like in creating stories and mm-hmm. art and stuff like that. I'm not reading it because I'm interested in, like, creating my own stories or anything. I'm more interested in just, like, a proven expert's mindset when trying to create a new franchise or think of character stuff. And the lengths this guy goes through to just create a character. Like, he creates pretty much, like, he has enough information to create a legitimate government ID for his characters. He's got character sheets that have, like, birth dates, birth dates, height, weight, blood type, astrological signs, stuff that happened to them as a child, even though, like, they wouldn't, like, the reader wouldn't ever know about that kind of stuff, because it's just stuff that will shape this character to make it easier for him to write or draw or whatever.
Right.
There's other things in stories where he says, like, the key to a successful shonen story is to always have a steady flow, either it being positive or negative. Zombie shows are an example of a negative flow where it starts off bad, but the stories are always a decline. It's like, it's worse, it's worse, it's worse, mm-hmm. it sucks, right? The Walking Dead is a great example of that. Or he says in some, like, older manga series where the hero starts off kind of in a certain place and gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, right? And that's a good arc. And what he says is that when you try and backtrack or you try and dip, like, so the reason I dropped off of Bleach was because Ichigo lost all of his powers, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't end the series. They just continued it. And that's what lost me. He explained that, but when he explained it, it's like, oh, that is why I didn't like that part in Bleach. Because they tried to do a backtrack and put the main character back to a place he was in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's just a really interesting read to try and, like, seeing someone who's an expert break down into little tiny chunks what really creates a good series. So it's a pretty interesting read. It's kind of hard to find. I had to order online through the Chapters website. Like, none of the stores actually carried it.
Oh.
So if you have, like, an anime store or, like, a hobby shop near your place, mm-hmm. You can find it there. But I think it's a really good read.
Cool.
And then the last thing I did is I finished Nier Automata.
Sure did.
I got endings A, B, C, D, and E.
Those are the six main?
Those are the main endings.
Okay.
Five main.
Okay, five.
Yeah. There are still and an ending for each other letter of the alphabet. And I got a couple of those, but they're fine. But this game is really good.
I've heard.
It's depressing. It's really depressing. The game does the whole anime thing of, especially for people who are maybe reading shonen manga or watching shonen series, of build-up. Build-up is a thing in those kind of genres where it makes... Sometimes anime builds up too much, right?
I would say more often than not.
More often than not, anime builds up too much. But this video game takes the that same approach. It takes about till the end of the second playthrough for shit to start popping off. And,
whoa.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
And so, like, playing through A, you're like, okay, this is, like, a pretty decent character action game. This is cool, and it's got some weird philosophical elements. Then playing through the second option, you're like, okay, this is, like, they're adding on layers, they're doing something else, right? And then when you end the second one and start the third playthrough, that's when stuff starts to pop off, and you're like, okay, everything is fucked, everything is depressing, everything is crazy. And the thing is, like... That buildup of the first two playthroughs really made that next playthrough more impactful. But I don't know if it needed that much buildup.
Yeah.
It was 20 hours of buildup. Right?
It's a long time. That's a bit... That's like telling me... Or that's like me saying, hey, Anthony,
yeah,
go watch this show.
Okay.
You gotta get through the first 20 episodes, and then it gets good.
And then it gets really good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, didn't you watch Smallville?
I did.
And you're like, look, the first nine seasons? Ah, the 10th season, though! Right?
That's, yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of suffers from that, and it would be a shame, I think, if people started playing this and then didn't kind of see it all the way through.
I get the sense that everyone's playing this game. They beat the first time, they get halfway through the second run, and they're like, I've seen it.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, they haven't.
Yeah.
Right? There's also, like, a really funny thing when you beat the first ending. There's a message that appears on the screen. It's like, hey, when you get to the main menu, you should probably go to continue and load your save again. Like, just do it. Signed, Square Enix PR team.
Oh, wow. See, as cool as, like, I like that idea, that's also, like, man, that idea is so, like, what a double-edged sword that is, right?
Yeah.
The minute you put up the credits, a lot of people check out.
Yeah.
Like,
100%.
I used to, when I was a kid, watch the credits, like, and just wait. But now when credits roll, I just fucking turn it off.
The thing is the credits... Games are made by so many people now that they're long.
Yeah, and I would just shut that shit off.
Yeah. So, I've gotten to the point where they have given me the option to erase all my data to do a thing.
Are you gonna do
it? I'm gonna do it eventually, but I want to go through all the side stuff. I'm gonna get... as many trophies the legitimate way.
Just buy them and end it.
They're so expensive.
Just end it.
I'm going to get as many trophies as I can the legitimate way.
Just end it.
And then I'm going to go and be like, okay, I don't want to collect
just all the buy fish. The platinum.
No, I want to see all the optional bosses. There's the thing about this game that's also awesome that I love about Japanese games in general is that it's got a lot of side stuff and a lot of optional stuff.
Okay.
Right. There's a bunch of optional bosses that are hidden around the world. If you have gotten that DLC that came out, those got some fucking crazy optional bosses. Yeah. And there's still a lot to explore in the world and do different quests and stuff.
Yeah.
The one thing I like is that after you beat like the fourth ending or whatever, you get a chapter select.
Mm.
So you can go through any of the chapters
and
pick up any quests you missed. They have a debug mode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So once you activate debug mode, you activate like almost like a developer console. And you can just place enemies in places. You can set their levels. You can set what weapons they have. You can set your stuff. It's really cool. But the thing is, you can't save.
Well, so, I imagine you can't.
As soon as you hit the debug mode, you can't save.
Like, turn on cheat mode and then...
Pretty much. And it's a really cool option. They give you a lot of cool stuff to play around with after the fact.
Wow.
Right? It's a fantastic game.
Hmm.
I really like it.
The only question I have for you is, which is better, this or Horizon?
This or Horizon?
Yeah.
I think Horizon's better.
Oh, yeah? You think so? But you still think Zelda's better than both
of them? I still think Zelda's better than both of them.
That's still the runner, the top?
Zelda's insane.
I still
can't get over how amazing that game is.
Yeah, the game's pretty good, man. It's pretty good.
I do think, though, that Nier is better than Persona 5.
Oh! So you think Persona is worse than Nier, worse than Horizon, and worse than Zelda.
And worse than Zelda.
Wow, bombs are being dropped.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think I'm at, for brand new games, yeah. I have like 8 or 9 yeah. I've beaten so far mm-hmm. this year. I don't know, Wolfenstein's coming out, I'm going to play that, and some other stuff's coming out. Does Night Trap count? Night Trap got that?
I guess.
Can I put Night Trap on the list?
Sure. It's remastered, so I guess technically it counts.
Yeah, true. But yeah, so the game's really good. Nier is really good. Persona's also really good. I just don't think it's better than Nier.
Yeah, well, I've got no opinion on the matter.
Okay.
Great.
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 Wow. I'm just trying to think if I've beaten a game this year.
No.
I forgot. I beat Zelda!
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't get all of the shrine.
Neither did I.
But I legit beat that game.
Okay.
That's fair. I put 90 hours into that.
Did we talk about... Yeah, we had
like a big one. Yeah, that's like the only game I finished this year. Oh. That's crazy.
Gross.
I guess, yeah, that was in pole position for me, considering it's the only game I finished.
What else have you been playing this year that you haven't finished?
Overwatch.
You can't finish that.
Yes, you can.
And also, it came out last year.
It's called 5-Star Gold.
What's 5-Star Gold?
You know when you rank up, you get a star beside your name?
Yeah.
After 5 stars, you go from bronze to silver. 5 silvers, you go to gold.
Oh my god.
I'm at 5 bronze, I think.
How long does that take? You're only at... Alright, so here are the games I've played this year.
Mm.
Yakuza 0.
Yeah, it's not good, nope.
Kingdom Hearts 0.2, a fragmentary
patch. That's not even a game, so whatever.
Yeah, played it. Zelda, Persona 5,
yeah.
Nioh.
You beat that?
I didn't beat it.
Oh, okay.
But I played it. These are games I've played, not beat.
Okay.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
All right.
Puyo Puyo Tetris.
And
Nier Automata.
Okay.
Or Nier Automata.
Mm.
And I played a bunch of games that came out last year.
Shovel Knight.
I beat Shovel Knight, beat Res Infinite, Dragon Guard 3, Syndicate. I haven't beat Final Fantasy IX, but I'm playing it. Super Hot. Played that Dead Rising remake.
Yeah. I gotta beat... Oh, you know what I'm gonna play next? Undertale.
Oh, yeah! That game came out last year, too.
Yeah, but it's on PS4 now, and now I'm gonna play it.
Yeah, I should pre-order that physical edition.
Okay.
It comes with a locket.
Great!
Great! Oh, that was the crazy thing I saw at the game convention thing. Mm-hmm. So I buy the physical copies from a place called Limited Run Games.
Yes.
Right. And I've actually been really lucky these past 2 weeks. These past 2 weeks, they brought out Night Trap and they brought out Wonder Boy, a Dragon's Trap.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an old Sega Master System game.
Okay.
They remastered it. And those games sold out in maybe 45 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. The special editions.
Wow.
I got both.
Wow.
I'm hoping for a low number. I'm hoping for that individually boxed number one. That'd be pretty great.
You'll never get one. You'll never get the first 9.
Really?
You'll never get
one. Why?
Because they're always... Because like the single-digit ones are always reserved for people in the know.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, 10.
Maybe.
Maybe. I'll get 10. So, yeah, I got those. But, where was I going with this? What was I talking about?
I don't know, limited run, you're lucky, you're awesome.
No, but before... Oh, sorry, yeah, the game show. Those limited run editions of games sell for so much at these conventions.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. Their Vita games and their PlayStation 4 games normally sell for $25 to $35 US. People are reselling those games opened for... $80, $90. It's insane.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's crazy.
It's a one-time production run. I just got this new action figure, which I fucking hate.
Okay.
But I'm gonna fucking sell it because it goes for like $200 and it costs $40.
Dang.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Kickstarter.
But yeah, I was thinking, like, I was telling people, like, oh, they're like, I heard some, overheard some people being like, oh, yeah, like, I want to get these two things, and I didn't get them. I was like, oh, yeah, I ended up getting them. They're like, oh, what are you gonna do with them? I was like, I'm gonna play them. And they looked at me like I had two heads. Like, they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna open it. I'll put the disc in. I'm gonna play the game. I'm gonna put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great. And they're like, you're not gonna like keep it sealed. You're not gonna resell it. Like, no, I bought it to play it.
Yep.
I've never seen a group of people look so shocked.
Well, that's what the high end of any collector hobby looks like, right? Yeah. You go to car collectors. You're gonna drive it? You're why?
Drive that car? Why? Keep you it know. In your driveway. Just wash it. Wash it forever.
You put gas in there?
Gas corrodes, man.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So any hobbies like that.
You eat in that car?
Yeah, you know. You gonna roll on those tires? Fuck.
Yeah, okay, I guess. Well, yeah, I don't know. This is coming to the thing where like I like the hobby a lot, but it's like maybe the people in it I don't like as much.
Again.
And there are good people, like this obviously I can't judge a whole community by a few people.
I mean you can.
I could. Like, I could be like, you know how that one guy made a joke at the toy convention about the next time you should be sponsored by Old Spice?
Yeah.
Next time that game convention should be sponsored by Old Spice.
Ah, yes, yes.
I have never seen such equal opportunity, or smelled such equal opportunity stink.
Yeah.
Like, both the men and the women at that place. Yeah. Like, yo. Yeah.
Well, what happens when you stay at home and play games all day?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
But I take a shower.
You say you do. I've never seen it.
Yes, you have.
No, I've never seen it.
We went camping before.
I never seen anything.
All right, fine.
Didn't see shit.
All right.
Speaking of camping, so I went to, not really the same thing, but I went to the beach.
It's like camping, I guess.
Kinda, yeah. I went on the windiest day possible.
Okay, good choice, good choice.
The waves, man.
That sounds great.
Oh, it was so much fun. Because you know, like, you go to the beach and you just wade in the water and you're like, oh, this is nice.
This is okay.
Man, when those waves are coming at you, yeah, all the time, you're just like, fuck, this is an experience. Yeah. This is a workout.
You go in deep.
Yeah, and then you let your mind slip for a second, and then one crashes into your face.
Yeah, like, you think you're in a spot where the waves aren't breaking,
yeah.
And then that one wave breaks, it's like, it takes you under.
Yeah, it's great. And then you're, like, drowning for 5 seconds, and then you're like, oh.
I'm dead.
Yep. And then you stand up, and you're like, oh, okay, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. I can hit, yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, let's round it out with Kamen Rider.
Yeah. We had one episode this week.
One episode.
Where did it leave off? The Game Deus?
So Game Deus showed up.
Yeah.
And then just was like, everyone's infected.
He just AoE blasted all of Japan.
Yeah. That's what happened.
And everyone's infected. They're all in the hospital. And everyone's like, there's too many patients. We don't have the utilities. We don't have the personnel to handle all these sick people.
Yep.
And as soon as that was said, M and there was M. Only M went to this, right? M was just like, "Okay, I'm a doctor, but you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna go fight people in my sick mode."
Yeah.
And then also Paradox. Is well, with come them,
we're
me.
Like, "Oh, if you're fighting,
yeah,
fight.
We're bros now. We're gonna come with you."
This is co-op only.
So yeah, they go to fight Game Deus. Mm. But in the meantime, Laser and Shin Dan Kuroda is they're like they get into a fight and they're like, we're gonna go to a stage and we're just gonna fight forever until you run out of lives.
Yeah.
And at first it seems like Laser is taking out his grudge.
Yeah.
Right. But then you realize that what it is, it's them fighting and infecting each other with the Game Deus virus over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So they can figure out how to overcome it.
Yeah.
Right. Which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because it actually threw me for a second. I was like, are they going to just, like, kill each other? Like, what's going on? Oh, it's one of those battles. It's one of these things.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about, like, the rest of it?
Yeah, so Dan eventually, after losing 95 lives, his antibodies finally kick in, and it's like, okay, we are now immune to the virus,
and I can create a thing.
Yeah, and so he goes and he creates his new immunity attack gashat called Mighty Doctor Double X,
which is like anticlimactic and both also makes sense.
Yeah. I think the shitty part is they eventually give it to M.
Yeah.
M puts it in his sword and it's just an attack.
Yeah, and it's not a suit.
Yeah. And it's like, oh.
Oh, okay.
And then once he has it in the sword, just cuts Game Disc, and Game Disc goes down.
Yep. And then, what's his face shows up?
Kronos.
Yeah, Kronos shows up.
Yeah. Fucking time kicks it.
Like, I wanted the time kick to come back.
Yeah.
I didn't think he'd time kick him. Time kick the villain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He time kicks Game Deus.
Yep.
And then absorbs his soul.
Yeah.
And, yo, he is now a bugster.
Yeah. He absorbs it and he shoves it into his body. He infects himself.
He's like, I am no longer human. I have surpassed humanity.
Yeah. Classic villain line. Yeah,
exactly.
No, the classic video game line is he's like, I am the final true boss.
Yeah, I am the final true boss. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, fuck, this is a video game.
That's hilarious. It's also a kid's show. God damn it. But that's pretty cool. They showed clips of his new suit in the episode preview.
Yep.
It's Kronos, but it's all like palette swap pretty much, like player two Kronos.
Yeah.
I think it looks pretty cool.
I think it looks better than this green one.
Yeah. How many episodes do you think we got left?
Well, I looked it up on Wiki. It says 45 episodes. Oh. This was episode 42.
All right.
Three so more we're episodes. Running there. So, well, here's the thing. I think the show might actually end at 44, and then the last episode will be some sort of stupid bullshit, like...
Friendship recap?
Yeah, or, oh, let's introduce the new writer early.
Okay, yeah.
And it's just like, ah, what a waste.
What a waste. What if the new writer's cool?
Kamen Rider Build?
Yeah.
He looks like Neo Double.
Okay.
Like the half and half?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
He does that exact gimmick. So.
Does he have a partner?
I don't think so.
No? Because my favorite thing about Double
was
that when one person becomes a Kamen Rider, the other guy just passes the fuck out.
What I loved about that, but Double's two riders, is that one just had a completely Western name.
Oh, yeah.
One was like Shotaro, and then one was like Philip.
Philip? Yeah, the model.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shotaro and Philip. Oh, yeah, they're two sides. They're East and West. The dualities are real, Vince.
And then the one guy just fucking passes in. So the girl drags his body.
Oh, I gotta rewatch Double. That's so good.
Yeah.
Double's great. I don't know. I'm kind of down for those episodes. Like, I was really excited when they introduced Wizard early in Forze.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'll watch it because it's part of the series, but it's one of those things where it's like, the series actually ends here.
Yeah.
And then you've overstayed your welcome with this extra episode.
Mm-hmm. This show is actually, now that we're near the end, it's surprisingly light on, like, personality building episodes.
Yeah.
Like, we're just people, and here's an episode that's just us hanging out and doing stuff, right? Surprisingly light on that.
Yeah, but I remember that from the beginning. Like, we were like, this show is... They just fucking jump into battle, like, every 2 seconds.
Yeah, this show's just moving, and it doesn't stop. I think the amount of, like, story arcs and twists that have happened in the show is, like, the equivalent of, like, maybe 3 Kamen Riders.
Yeah. But there you have it.
Yeah. I like this new episode. It was good.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's good.
Neat. Someone needs to die. I don't know who yet, but someone needs to die.
So. I bet it's Paradox.
Yeah, I mean, you're
They came to conclusions, and they're like, oh, we're going to be best buds forever now. And now that we're best buds, I will die for you. Like, I erased Max Social Link with you. We are bros.
Oh, you think he's going to die in the final battle?
Yeah, like, he's going to take a time kick in the most opportune time for then M to be like... But it's going to be a thing where, like, he's taking the kick, but he's holding it back, and he's like, M... You gotta... Oh, you have to do this now. Forget me. Live on. Blah, blah. I enjoyed playing with you.
Yeah. Like, disintegrates. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're probably right.
Damn.
I was kind of hoping, like, after they beat the final boss, M turns around and is like, showtime.
Showtime.
Maybe. Or, like, a new challenger approaches, and then, like, he just fucking takes him out.
Yeah, I can see that.
But that probably wouldn't be a good message to send the kids off on.
No, because...
To backstab your best friend.
Yeah, to backstab your best bud.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work.
So yeah, I think it's going to be the whole, like, we're buds now, and, like, I'm sorry for doing all that wrong to you and killing your friend.
Yeah,
blah, okay. Blah, blah.
Yeah. All right. That's boring.
That's a kid's show. What do you want?
Yeah, I guess so.
But that's it for this week.
Yeah, for sure. Next week, we will talk about more stuff.
Will we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
I don't think we have a choice.
Maybe.
See you then.
All right. Bye.